News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he will be engaging the opposition and other education stakeholders to determine new and innovative ways to increase access to tertiary education. Mr. Holness says among several ideas being considered is a shift from subsidizing tuition fees towards increased support for student financing arrangements. He has also suggested extending the time period during which students are required to repay their student loans, making the financing arrangement similar to a mortgage.
It is a conversation that we need to have. We can't implement such a measure right away, but we must at least start the discussion. Otherwise, we will continue every year to have students who start their courses, can't pay for it, and the government in some way has to respond.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the ceremony for his induction into the University of the West Indies Honor Park last Wednesday. The Ministry of Health is looking to partner with the United Kingdom, UK government for the training of the island's specialist nurses. Portfolio Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says discussions are underway and an announcement will be made within the next 2 to 3 months on the progress of the talks.
What it would mean is that we train for some time here. They go to the UK for additional time, primarily on the clinical side because the UK has the hospitals. And at the end of that process, we both benefit from the value that is created by that trained nurse in that they can work in both locations.
Dr. Tufton was making his contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives last week. Owners of Hiace buses for public transportation can now operate in the Kingston Metropolitan Transport Region, KMTR. This follows the lifting of a ban which restricted them to terminating in Spanish Town St. Catherine. Minister of Transport and Mining, Mike Henry, approved the recommendation of the Transport Authority to remove the ban effective May 1.
What the removal of the ban does is provide owners of the smaller units access to the KMTR. So some of the operators who provide service in the KMTR, there are a few of them that had existing hired buses, and based on the ban, they would have had to upgrade their vehicles to coastal buses come March 31, 2018. So this will relieve the hardship for some of them who may not have been able to afford that upgrade based on their operation.
Acting General Manager, Human Resource and Administration at the Transport Authority of Jamaica, Petra Keane Williams. The lifting of the ban is consistent with the thrust of the authority to review the type of vehicles used in the public transportation sector. And a total of 439 Justices of the Peace, JPs, were commissioned during 2016-2017 as part of the government's modernization agenda to reform and strengthen the justice system. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the commissioning is one aspect of the administration's undertaking to deepen public involvement in the justice reform process by engaging more persons, particularly at the community level.
We have started a national movement on the ground with key stakeholders, getting them on board and involved in the justice reform program. More than 2,700 community leaders, including Justices of the Peace, leaders in our communities, and other outstanding citizens, such as teachers and pastors, have been sensitized on the justice services and engaged in a constructive way to contribute to the reform program.
During the 2016-2017 fiscal year, a total of 509 JPs benefited from training, while an additional 49 were trained in mediation and 140 in restorative justice practices. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Theodore Henry.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert School Competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sounds really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.